Hello, everybody. You're tuned to Studio 1024, Memorial University of Newfoundland's podcast for the week of March the 28th to April the 4th. It's great to be back on the air after a little break during Easter week. My name is Jeff Green, and as usual, I'm joined by my co-host, Megan Whalen. It's great to have you back, too.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. I'm glad to be here, and thanks to Heidi Wicks for filling in for me on last week's show. Would you believe that another milestone is just around the corner? The end of the school year is upon us, and students are busy heading into that final stretch of the semester. But that being said, there are still lots of things on the go. This week on Studio 1024, we'll get an update on the Grenfell governance issue.
As well, we'll find out some of the key messages delivered this week during MUN's first ever Sustainability Week.
And you'll meet an art student who's one good scholar.
And we'll tell you who was crowned winners at this year's MUN Volunteer Day ceremony. All that, plus we'll take a peek at our events calendar and give you a snapshot of all the happenings taking place in our regular Week Ahead segment. There's lots to get to. Here's Megan with this week's lead story.
Sir Wilfrid Grenfell College's status within Memorial University is closer to changing dramatically. The next step in the journey towards more autonomy for the university's West Coast campus was taken last week when a stakeholder advisory committee presented its report to the provincial government. In April 2007, the government released an independent report which recommended two universities within one Memorial University system. This system would be presided over by one Board of Regents, with each university having its own Senate, budget, and executive. The Stakeholder Advisory Committee included members from the Board of Regents, student representatives, officials from Memorial and Grenfell campuses, and representatives from the provincial government. The provincial government is now in a position to draft legislation altering the governance structure of Memorial University to accord university status to Grenfell College. Legislation could be introduced as early as the current session of the House of Assembly.
Well, there were a number of key themes, but one consistent message: we all play a part in helping preserve our environment. That was one of the key messages delivered this past week as a blend of student and university groups came together to promote green ideas. It was all part of MUN's first ever Sustainability Week, which ran from March the 24th to the 28th. The event was organized by MUN Students for Sustainability Coalition. That's a group made up of university clubs, societies, and groups, as well as off-campus community organizations. The goal was to let the university, as well as the larger community, know about environmental issues and to promote the sustainability initiatives here at MUN. Groups such as ACE Memorial, Engineers Without Borders, Project Green, and MUN Oxfam set up a series of displays, information booths, and interactive demonstrations on the St. John's campus. Organizers were pleased at the response to this year's events and hope to host a series of similar ones next year.
Edwin Bazina is hoping the lights of Cornerbrook won't shine as brightly on the evening of March 29th. The Grenfell College Historical Studies professor is interested in raising awareness of environmental concerns, and he would like Cornerbrook residents and businesses to take part in Earth Hour. Sponsored by the World Wildlife Fund, Earth Hour is a global action involving many cities around the world. It's an event that will take place for 1 hour on Saturday, March 29th, beginning at 8 o'clock. Earth Hour asks that people in participating cities turn off their lights for 1 hour, mostly residents living in apartments and in houses. However, they also encourage businesses and government offices to turn off non-essential lights such as neon signs. The event started last year in Australia when more than 2 million businesses and households turned off their lights for 60 minutes in Sydney. This year, more than 7,000 businesses and 100,000 individuals around the world have already signed on to the event. That includes more than 30 Canadian cities, including Cornerbrook. To officially sign up for Earth Hour or for more information on how you can get involved, you can visit www.earthhour.org.
Well, Megan, MUN tipped its hat this week to some of its own. The 22nd annual MUN Volunteer Day took place on March the 26th. Medical grad student Rebecca Daniels claimed this year's MUN Volunteer of the Year honor for her work with a number of groups, including Project Green, the Medical Graduate Student Society, and WalkSafe. Burkhouse was named Residence of the Year, and Students for Literacy at MUN was named the Volunteer Club or Society of the Year. Doctors Michael and Annette Stavely, well known to the Memorial community, are this year's recipients of the Glenn Roy Blunden Award. Dr. T.A. Loeffler is this year's winner of the inaugural Faculty Volunteer of the Year. And Hans Rollman, the resource coordinator with MUNSU, took home the first ever Staff Volunteer of the Year award. Meanwhile, fifth-year art student Megan Mitchell is this year's winner of the David Kirkland Student Leadership Award for her work with groups such as MUNSU, the Faculty of Arts Council, the Board of Regents, Senate, and several young New Democratic Party groups. I had a chance to meet up with her this week to talk about the award. She told me that she was delighted with the news.
I had no idea that I was going to win, and it was an award that I've looked up to for quite a few years. I actually applied 3 years in a row, and I never ever thought I'd win, just seeing the caliber of the other students and the other nominees. So it was a great, great honor.
Now, tell me a little bit why you volunteer, not only here on campus at Memorial, but why do you volunteer in the wider community?
I actually fell into volunteering. I got very interested in Munsu, and I decided to run. I also live in residence, and I started getting involved. Especially with residents, you get an opportunity to change your living environment. And it started there, and it was like a bug that spread, and then I wanted to get more and more involved. And as I saw that I could change my community and my life and the people around me, I just got hooked, and I got more and more involved, and years later.
Do you do it because you want to make a difference, or do you do it because you want to give back to the community? Why do you do it?
Oh, for many reasons. I also wanted to represent students. There's so many, especially at levels like the Board of Regents, there's so many stakeholders at this university, and they have to think of so many different people. And I wanted to make sure that students had a voice. And that was one of the reasons as well. You do get to change your community around you, and it's very rewarding.
What would your advice be to a student who has come on campus, come to university life here, maybe from away, like yourself, you're from Ontario, and is looking to get involved? What kind of advice would you give them to become volunteers?
Oh, that they definitely should get involved. It enriched my academic experience as well. I did my undergrad in political science and philosophy, and I got to take what I learned in class and the theories I learned in class and apply them at a wider level. So I feel like I've enriched my academic career as well. But if they are looking to get involved, there's many opportunities everywhere. If you are stuck, I recommend the Student Volunteer Bureau as an excellent resource.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And of course, for more on the MUN Volunteer Day Awards, be sure to check out today.mun.ca. Finally this week, Stephen Woodsworth has been named as recipient of the second annual James A. Good Scholarship in Philosophy. The third-year student, who is doing a joint honors degree in philosophy and French, says winning the $3,500 award ensures that he will be able to finish his undergraduate degree and encourages him to pursue further studies in philosophy. In addition to maintaining an average of over 90% in his philosophy courses, Mr. Woodsworth has an active extracurricular portfolio. He is a treasurer for Le Cercle Français and as a Faculty of Arts representative on the Munsu Board of Directors. The James A. Good Scholarship in Philosophy was established in memory of its namesake. Mr. Good was an alumnus of Memorial's philosophy program and had a stellar career in politics and investment banking before his life was cut short by illness in 2005. The endowment for the scholarship fund grew quickly thanks to a significant gift from the Eric Banker Family Foundation and contributions from many of Mr. Good's friends and colleagues. The scholarship is awarded annually to one student who excels in philosophy studies. Financial need is taken into consideration.
Well, this semester is drawing to a close once again, but there is still plenty of things happening on our campuses in the week ahead. If you're looking for books and lectures and special exhibits, you've come to the right place.
That's right. On Sunday, March 30th, music at Memorial continues with an evening of operatic flights of fancy. The show takes place in the D.F. Cook Recital Hall at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $12 for general admission or $7 for students and seniors.
The Department of Philosophy Winter Colloquium takes place on Tuesday, April the 1st at 2 o'clock. Dr. John Scott will present a talk entitled The End. The session takes place in room 1045 of the Arts and Administration Building.
On Thursday, April 3rd, Community Health and Humanities in the Faculty of Medicine will host a presentation by Patricia Conrad. From Rhetoric to Reality, Implications of Regionalization for Reallocating Resources to Home Care. The presentation takes place at 10:30 in Health Sciences Center Lecture Theater D.
Well, don't forget to drop off your unwanted books to the Book Blitz in support of scholarships at MUN. You can leave books at the Prince Philip Drive entrance of the Arts and Culture Center anytime between 10 and 4, and that's on Saturday, April the 5th.
Sir Wilfrid Grenfell College Art Gallery is pleased to offer Soft Block Hard Edge, an exhibit by Victoria painter Ingrid Mary Percy until April the 12th. The exhibition includes several series of shaped canvases, drawings, and video works. For more information on this exhibition, visit the gallery website, www.swgc.mun.ca/art gallery. Gallery hours are Tuesday to Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And of course, for details on these and a lot of other events, be sure to check out today.mun.ca.
If you'd like some help getting the word out about your event, we can help. You can log on to today.mun.ca and click the Submit Your Event link on the right. Listeners at Grenfell can get their events in the events calendar or the Grenfell Grapevine by emailing Pam Gill at pgill@swgc.mun.ca.
Well, Megan, it's that point in the show where we like to say a big thanks to Bob and all the crew at CHMR Memorial's campus radio station for allowing us to drop into their studios each week to record Studio 1024. If you're in the mood for some great programming, check out their website at www.mon.ca/CHMR or tune your dial to 93.5 FM in St. John's.
Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications, located in Room 1024 in the Arts and Administration Building on the St. John's campus. David Sorensen is our producer and Ivan Muzechka is our executive producer. You can let us know what you think of our show by dropping us a note. Our email address is marcom@mun.ca.
Well, that's it for another week for us. Thanks for making our news your news. Have a great week, everybody. My name is Jeff Green.
And I'm Megan Whalen. Be sure to tune in again in 7 days.